AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The Chiefs have done it again, winning their second straight Super Bowl and third in five seasons. Correspondent Greg Eklund reports.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, the Super Bowl most valuable player, completed the game-winning pass on a three-yard toss to wide receiver Mecole Hardman.
Now we know what we got to do as an offense. It's kind of one of them things. They kick the field goal. We look at each other like, oh, yeah, let's go score. It's time to go score and let's go win this game. So that's kind of was our mindset the whole way and walked it off.
Mahomes completed 34 of 46 passes with two touchdowns. He also utilized nine different receivers. The Chiefs are the first back-to-back Super Bowl champions since the New England Patriots in 2003 and 2004.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been hospitalized again, transferring authorities to his deputy.
His spokesman says Austin's security detail took the Pentagon chief to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center yesterday afternoon to address a bladder issue. While Austin initially intended to keep his duties, about 2.5 hours later, the Pentagon says he transferred them to Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks. After being diagnosed with prostate cancer in December, Austin spent 2 weeks at Walter Reed in January after suffering complications. He did not tell President Biden, Congress, nor top officials about his diagnosis or initial hospitalization for weeks.
I did not handle this right.
This time, the Pentagon says it notified the White House and Congress. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Israeli forces rescued two hostages early Monday, storming a heavily guarded apartment in the southern Gaza Strip and extracting the captives in a dramatic raid. Palestinian health officials say the operation killed at least 67 Palestinians. This is AP News. Egypt has threatened to void its decades-long peace treaty with Israel if Israel begins a large-scale offensive on Rafah, where some 1.4 million Palestinians are sheltering in densely packed tent camps. A woman opened fire with a long gun Sunday inside celebrity pastor Joe Osteen's megachurch in Texas. Two people were injured. Two off-duty law enforcement officers killed the shooter. Argylle is still the top movie in a slow weekend at the theaters.
Argylle takes number one for a second weekend after making only another $6.5 million domestically, according to studio estimates. The lack of interest in going to the movies is not entirely because it's Super Bowl weekend. Before the pandemic, this same weekend sometimes made theaters as much as $75 million. The horror comedy Lisa Frankenstein debuted in second place this week. The Beekeeper is third, followed by The Chosen and Wonka. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.